From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show. I am your host, Stephen Roy. It is March 1st, 2025. Wow. Wow. March already. Does it go by faster when you get older? I don't know. Just curious. Seems like it. Seems like it. It's great to be with you here. We got a great show for you. We got a new Rumble. Great podcast. Already have good music queued up. Maybe play some funnies in the second hour, because you know what the second hour is, right? The rant-free second hour. Looking forward to bringing that to you. That and more. We'll start out with the Rumble, though. Let's do the Rumble. Then I can upload that. The interwebs have been slow lately on the weekends. Not a surprise. Everybody and his brothers on the interwebs on the weekend, right? That's the internet. I know. I know. I don't know what's going on with this mixer. Now it's okay. Then it's not. I'm not going to worry about it. Let's go. Let's do the Rumble. Let me get a little drink of Wawa. That's sparkling water, the technical term. And then we start the Rumble video. For those of you new to the show, we do the podcast. The Rumble video, it's 30 minutes typically. We include that in the podcast. Realize the audio is not great on the podcast, but you can hear me. Especially if I get too loud, and I try not to be. So let's see. Let's go to my Twitter, where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio. And I'll comment on some of the topics of the day there that I posted to at Stephen Roy Radio. Here we go. You can join me on the Rumble, too. There's a link to the Rumble video and the Gamebird server. Thanks to everyone who makes the Gamebird server possible. Thanks to Dishnut Pat and all the Dishnuts for making the show available on internet and radio-free Dishnuts on your interweb radio station. And thanks to everyone who listens. Thank you for watching. Do appreciate it. Here we go. It's time for the Stephen Roy Rumble for March 1st, 2025. It's great to be back with you here in the studio. We have a few things to rant about today and more. For example, I'm just warning you, there are people... I'm trying to be serious. I'm sorry, I can't do it. There are people checking me out on the Rumble, probably the podcast too, for potential major market radio station employment. So thank you so much for checking me out if you are. So lately I've been talking a little bit about my history in radio and television. It's hard to believe I started in broadcasting in 1999. So it's been over 25 years now. And I started on Radio Free Dish Nuts and the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network doing internet radio and satellite radio, and then eventually podcasting. But before that, I was on public access television. Now, for those of you who don't even know what that is, because it probably doesn't exist anymore, especially with today's environment. With today's environment, I could record this show, and you could watch it the same day. Well, it wasn't quite that easy back in the day when everything was tape-based. That's right. For those of you who are young whippersnappers, tape-based. We actually recorded everything on tape. And then we recorded it, we edited it onto another tape, right? And then that was the master tape. And then that tape was dubbed to send out more tapes. I used to send like 30 tapes all over the United States, from GCI in Anchorage to MNN in Manhattan. They were literally all over the United States. close to here. We were in Enid, Oklahoma on Pegasus Television. We were all over. We were in L.A. And I started in Glendora and San Dimas and La Vergne and Monrovia. And that's where I actually started doing the show, was in the San Gabriel Valley. Took a class in 1999. I was head end technician for the local cable company. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's kind of like the central office for cable television. And now it truly is, the head end is truly more like a central office. I mean, more people have internet now on high-speed data, on broadband. Many more people have broadband than they do television anymore. And that environment is certainly changing, because you have so many different places where you can watch TV, truly. D and I probably watch the Flix and the Primage more than we do Cable Television. I mean, that's the truth. So there are still some things that we watch on TV, regular cable TV, and that's and regular antenna channels for like sports, for example. There was a dispute between our cable company and a local broadcaster, and in New York between our local cable company and MSG. And all I can say about that is that I'm proud of Optimum for standing ground to say, look, you're not going to charge us $30 more per customer, and then we have to pass that on to our customers. We're not doing that. You know, what do you expect cable companies or telephone companies, satellite providers, what do you expect them to do? Just increase in, and other stations have done it. Like, for example, when The Walking Dead was the most popular show on cable, AMC wanted a massive increase in their rates paid by broadcast, by distributors. They're not even broadcasters, okay? Local channels are broadcasters, have maybe some original content, and the rest comes from some nationwide syndicator like Fox or NBC or ABC, right? So if you can get that for free off of an antenna, why should the cable company or the satellite company have to pay a buttload of money for it? That makes no sense. And so I'm glad to see our local cable company, Optimum, stand up to the broadcasters, stand up to MSG, to the Nolan family that owns MSG, and say, look, we're not paying it. We'll drop the channel from our lineup before we pay some crazy amount for us to extend the signal of your channel. I mean, that's what happens. Think about it. Cable companies now have nationwide networks. They can take your local broadcast and send it all over, you know, the Western United States, the Northeastern United States, wherever, all over the United States, literally. That's how they can extend your channel. That's how they redistribute your channel, and yet you want them to pay a buttload of money just to carry the channel? You're making your money off of advertising. Heck, even PBS channels now are running commercials. Yes, they are. And I don't have a problem with that. You know why? Because I think public broadcasters should have to run it like a business. Now, I started in broadcasting in public access television. If you don't know what that is, any local community producer could produce a television show. I didn't get paid to do it. I don't get paid to do this show. I certainly don't get paid by Rumble for, you know, 30, 40, 50 people to watch it every week. I just do it out of the goodness of my heart. Yeah, you could say that. But I think it was Blair that said it best when he said, you know what? Radio is fun when it's just a hobby. And he's right to an extent. Although, yes, I want to get back into full-time broadcasting. It is fun when you don't have some general manager telling you not to say nummy. You think I'm kidding? When I was in Alaska, a GM said, look, I don't want you to say nummy anymore. Don't say nummy on the air. So the next morning, I'm doing the morning breakfast trivia, and I'm giving away a sandwich from Mickey D's every morning. And the listener calls in and says, hey, I want to guess the trivia because I want to win one of those nummy sandwiches. So that's what listeners love. Listeners love a local personality because that local personality has connected with them. That's why I know I'm good in broadcasting, because I know how to connect to you, the listener, to you, the viewer. That's how you make good radio and good television, right? The thing that people remember most about me, I was on my way to work one morning in Sitka, Alaska, for the radio station I worked for, and I opened up a banana, and it was rotten, because in Alaska we have barged ripened fruit, right? So I'm opening this banana, it squirts on me and puts a stain right on my shirt. And I tell this story on the air, and this is what people are talking about all over town. Now mind you, at that time, Sitka was the fifth largest city in Alaska. We had like 9,500 people in the town, and we were the fifth largest city. So maybe more, because, you know, people listened on islands. I mean, islands away from Sitka, because they used to call in. They used to call in from these islands. People live on these islands, and they have like propane-powered refrigerators. Everything in their house is powered by propane. And they have, I'm sure now they have solar in today's environment, right? Even wind power. And then they captured all of their water because it rained a lot, and that was their drinking water. So I've lived literally all over the country. And I've said to listeners like, well, you know, sometimes I stutter, you know, and the listener calls in and says, you know what? That's what we love about you, Steve, because you're just a regular dude like us. And that's how I connected with the listener. They identified with me as just a regular dude, right? Just a regular guy. And that's how they connected with me. And the best compliment that I ever received on the air was a listener called in and said, you know what? You know why? You know why we love you, Steve? We feel like you're part of our family. Every morning, our clock radio goes off to listen to you. My entire family is listening to you every morning. You know what kind of compliment that is? To know that's the difference that you make in people's lives? That they listen to you every morning on the radio? That's awesome. It's awesome. I don't take that lightly. And I've learned my lesson too. You know, when a woman called in like once a week for like months and said, hey, can you play Kool and the Gang Celebration for me? And I said, oh my God, I've already played that once or twice this week. And she never called again after calling two or three times a week for months. So what I learned was, you know, to listen, the general manager that I work for taught me so much about radio. And you know what he used to tell people when they call in requesting a song? Hey, we'll try to get that on for you. So that was the perfect response. It doesn't mean, yeah, I'm going to play it. It means, look, I'm going to try to play that for you. We're going to try to get that on for you. What a great response. That's what I should have said. One time a guy called in when I was in Mammoth Lakes, California. And he wanted me to play some, and this was so stupid. It was just stupid. He wanted me to play some Bob Marley for him. I said, I'm not playing any of that pot-smoking music. How stupid. What a stupid thing to say, Stephen. Stupid. And I realized it, you know, pretty quickly. I love reggae music. And that's what he wanted to hear. He wanted to hear Bob Marley, because Bob Marley was an amazing artist. Do you know that when he got shot, he went on and performed anyway? Because you know what? He goes, I have a responsibility to the listener. He actually believed that you could have peace and love through good music. I mean, isn't that awesome? And it's true. It's true. What do they say? They say music, what is it? How is it? How does it go? It's like music is sunlight for the soul, something like food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. And it's true. It's true. What else can move you so much like music? Dee and I this morning were listening to the Love Song channel of all channels. The Love Song channel. And there was some great songs played. Some of them were like, the heck is that? But there were a lot of great songs, especially Roberta Flack, who sadly just passed away. So we'll start our music after the Rumble with some Roberta Flack. So life is short. Look at Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy, found dead. They said they could have been dead for weeks, for a month, for months. Can you imagine? Gene was 95 years old. That's a great life. However, my first thought when I found out what happened was Santa Fe, you know, New Mexico. What do you expect? You know why I say that? Because a lot of people from New Mexico come here, and they're the worst drivers I've ever seen. I'm sorry, but it's true. Worst drivers I've ever seen are here in West Texas. And I've lived all over the country, literally. All right, let's go to the Rumble, since we're already 12 minutes and more into the show. Thank you so much if you follow me at Stephen Roy Radio. Have 6,506 followers as of this morning. It was like 6,515 yesterday. I don't know, I probably blocked a few. You know, as long as you're cool, you can follow me. But I'm not going to fight with anybody on the internet. So I typically just block people if they say nasty stuff. And thank you so much if you watched the Rumble last week. So Susan Rice goes on national television and she says that J.D. Vance hijacked the meeting by attacking the Z-Man when he went to the White House. By now, you've probably heard about the Zelensky. I call him the Z-Man, or lately Z-Boy. Z-Boy goes to the White House. He's dressed in the typical sweater and you know, blue jeans, black jeans, whatever, black sweater, black jeans, black boots. You know, it's all a performance piece with him. Everything he does, he could wear a suit. He could show a little respect to the United States of America, to the People's House, the White House. Anyway, he goes there and then he starts talking S. He's been talking S in the media. He leaked the mineral deal with Ukraine to the media. Talks S in the media. Then he goes in there and he starts talking S to President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. And you know what? J.D. Vance called him out. I have respect for that man. He's a former Marine. He's not taking no crap from this little dictator. And that's what he is. The man has two super yachts, 14 houses, made billions by the largest money laundering system in world history, the most massive money laundering operation in world history. $350 billion has gone to Ukraine, and Z-Man admits he doesn't even know where $100 billion went. Oh, I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went. Yeah, it went to your own pocketbook. We know it did, Z-Man. Makes me ill. Just makes me ill. So, look, anything that comes out... So, let me read what I wrote. This leftist hack, Susan Rice, is nothing more than a damn leftist operative who lived in the slide house during the entire Malbama regime. That's right. Malbama had a bedroom. Michael had his own bedroom. Susan Rice had a bedroom. Any drivel that comes out of her hot dog hole is nothing but BS. So you can't believe a word that she says. All she is a leftist hack operative. Wait till you hear what else I found out here. Some other good news that happened this week, and I'll scroll down to that bit of news. They fired the joyless one, Wiggy Reed, from PMSNBC, fired lots of people because guess what? They've lost their A because no one wants to hear their leftist drivel, and that's what it is. So apparently they've moved Circle Back Fake Red to prime time. And this is what I wrote. I wrote, no one wants to hear endless leftist drivel, not even from Circle Back Fake Red. Nobody wants to hear their crap. That's why every single leftist network has failed. Every single leftist radio station has failed. Every single TV station has failed. Even phone news is a failure because nobody's watching. When you spew nothing but BS, nobody wants to hear it. I don't watch phone news anymore. They were dead to me fraudlection night 2020 when they had a Killary staffer on their fraudlection desk calling congressional races with only 1% of the vote tally. Heck, polls weren't even closed on the left coast, and they were tallying, and I was on the left coast in 2016 when President Trump won the election. I was here in West Texas in 2020 when the massive fraud election happened. I finally said, you know what? To heck with this. I'm going to bed. I know it's all BS. And sure enough, it was, wasn't it? We know now from the get-go, from the basement bribing campaign, that the demented one didn't even know when he filled his poopy pants for the entire last 4 years. And that's the truth. So we thought we were going to hear last week the Epstein list, and they redacted every name on the Epstein list. I can understand redacting the names and personal information of the underage women that were molested by people like Kill Bill. I can totally understand that. Totally understand that. But we're going to let these pedos continue to run free. So what's going on, Pam Bondi? What is going on? President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, you can't let these pedos run free. Especially when we found out the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been given to media networks. And I have that information here, too. So Kathy asked, did you check out the Z-Man in music video dancing and heels being all sexy? All he wants from life is to be the center of attention and to be rich. Yes, you are correct, Kathy. And that's exactly right. I saw a picture of the Z-Man in some big city. I think it was New York City. It doesn't matter. He was in a big city in drag. That's the Z-Man that's supposedly the president of Ukraine. He has closed churches. He has attacked the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is a Christian church. He has basically arrested anybody that has any opposition to the Z-Man regime. And he has suspended elections. The only people who suspend elections are dictators. That's it. Dictators. So I said, that's exactly right. Saw a picture of him in drag. He has 2 super yachts and 14 houses to live the rest of the Z-Man's miserable life in luxury. I don't think he's ever going to be hurting ever again. We see cases of corruption all over the country where corrupt leftists are being prosecuted, like in North Charleston, South Carolina. So, Malbama's team included Secretary Blinken, Nuland, Rice, and Vindman. They have advised the Z-Man to reject any deal from President Trump. So they've advised the E-Man to reject any new deals with President Trump because that's the only way he can keep the money flowing. They want the largest money laundering operation in world history to keep going. So is it any surprise that these leftist hack traders would advise him to go against any deal brokered by President Trump? The bottom line is this. The Z-Man does not want peace, does not want the war to end in Ukrainistan. It doesn't matter if 1,000 of his citizens die every day. He does not want peace because the money laundering, the crazy money train will stop flowing. That's right. There'll be no more money train coming to Ukrainistan if the war ends. So here's what I was referring to. How much money from USAID has been given to news organizations? How much do you think has been given to the media? Politico's got $34.3 million. The New York Slime, $50 million. AP, $19.5 million. Reuters, $9 million. The BBC, that's in the UK, $3.3 million. Why? To peddle the leftist spooage. That's right. To toe the line on whatever they wanted them to say, they gave them money to do it. USAID needs to be completely abolished. I agree with you there, crazy vibes, totally. Washington State is launching a bullying investigation into teen girls that refuse to play with boys. I s you not. And this is what I said. Are young women not bullied when dudes in dresses beat the living crap out of them? I mean, think about it. A dude plays college volleyball and purposely
hurts young women. I'm not kidding. He purposely slammed the crap out of young women, hitting them so hard they end up in the hospital with a fractured face, with broken occipital bones. And that's okay? So many schools refuse to play against the dude who's intentionally hurting them. So if you believe that dudes should be playing college sports, well, then you think it's okay to beat the crap out of young women, because that's what's happening. Happens in soccer, field hockey, basketball. It happens in volleyball. In every one of these sports, dudes are beating the living crap out of women. It's like I asked my leftist hack colleague before the November election, before the November 2024 election, he started spewing BS about this border bill that would do nothing to close the border, right? He starts spewing that. And I said, you know what? Everything you heard about that is a lie. Do you think it's okay to rape and murder women and children? Is that okay? Do you think it's okay to poison hundreds of thousands of Americans? Because unless you think it's okay to rape and murder women and children, unless you think it's okay to kill, to murder hundreds of thousands of Americans every year with fentanyl alone, if you think that's okay, then you should go ahead and vote for these leftist idiots that are killing people. And not just in the United States, all over the world. People from virtually every country on earth came across our non-border. And guess what? It's been closed. People aren't coming now, at least not in the numbers they were before, that's for sure. Recum Tech today, because, let's see, what time is it? Oh, starting now, Tech is playing Kansas in basketball. So Recum Tech, Recum. I see great videos all the time. You want to hear something funny? After President Trump kicked the Z-Man out of the White House, Z-Man's lunch was sitting in the hall ready to be served, and the White House staff ate his lunch. I just think that's so awesome. That's just great. I post fun stuff on the Twitter too, if you want to join me there. At Stephen Roy Radio, join me on the Twitter, on X. This is a funny, this is a really funny meme that D sent me this morning. See the otter? See the otter looking at the deck? It says, Steve is the kind of guy that comes to your house and tells you your decking isn't straight. See the otter? He's looking at the deck. Z comes to your house and tells you his decking isn't straight. Oh, that's funny. There was an even funnier one that I believe it was my brother sent me. Let's see if I can scroll back. No, I don't have it here. But it was pretty funny. It said something like this. It showed an airline pilot, and it says, if you pay $100 to upgrade your airfare, you can get an older guy named Steve to fly the plane. So instead of some DEI hire that's going to crash the plane like they did in Alberta or Toronto, that's where it was, Toronto. In Toronto, the DEI hires landed the plane and it flipped it over and like 18 people were injured. Nobody was killed, thank God. But those were DEI hires, and that's the rumor. I don't know if it's true. But so if you want an old guy named Steve to fly your plane, you have to pay $100 extra. I just think that is hilarious. Just hilarious. So I post funny stuff on the X. You want to join me at Stephen Roy Radio. This is another great meme that I think my brother sent this to me. What does Zelensky, the SDNY, Iraqi Sesame Street, Taliban poppy farming, meals for Al-Qaeda, bat virus research in Wuhan, tourism in Egypt, Guatemalan sex changes, atheism, a Colombian transgender opera, Grandpa George Soros, the AP, and the WEF. What does that all have in common? The U.S. taxpayer. Because tens of millions, billions of dollars have been given to all these sources. Do you know that when Grandpa George stopped getting his billions from USAID, for his BS, Media Matters and all these other groups. He picked up and moved his entire operation to Belgium. I S you not, because he wasn't going to get no more money from the United States government to peddle his BS. It's great. Here's another article. Z-Man is kicked out of the White House. They canceled their joint press conference that they do after they always have that fireside chat. I think that's great. Hodge twins. They said, Trump and JD let the nuts swing today. We've been needing that so bad. You are correct, Hodge twins. That was great. That was a great post. Elon says, time to find out what really happened to the hundreds of billions of dollars sent to Ukraine. Yeah, absolutely. Hodge twins said, we voted for Trump and Vince to tell the Z-Man to F off. And Gunther said, yeah, me too. That's why I voted. And I said, yeah, absolutely. That's why I voted for President Trump three times. That's why he won the election three times. So that we don't have to deal with dumb dictators like this. It was our weak slide house that he was begging for money. And they gave it to him every time. Sick. You need to cut off Ukrainistan. Dan posted this yesterday. Happening now, President Trump speaking to the press prior to boarding Marine One. And it shows President Trump speaking to the press before he boards Marine One. Do you know that he's already answered hundreds of questions from the press? President Trump has answered more questions in his first month than the entire 4 years of the bribing regime. It's the truth. It's nice to have, isn't it nice to have a president that just can have an impromptu press conference every day? And he doesn't need a card. They told me I was about to go like Bob Smith. Isn't it nice to have a president that's coherent, that can actually lead this country from strength? It's awesome. And here was a video of in Seattle where new policemen are being pinned. That's their pin ceremony where they're actually getting their badge pinned on. I mean, that is just absolutely awesome. It's good that they're doing that. Yep. And KC posted this that I posted so many times. Let's see if you can hear it. Let me turn it up as high as this will go. No, you're not going to be able to hear it because I hear it in my hearing aids. It Bluetooth is connected to my hearing aids. Anyway, I've posted this video many times. And that's Fartwell taking a dump on live television. That's right, a big old fart on live television. All right. Oh, look at this. Here's a picture of Mrs. Lindsey Grahamnesty, who is the Z-Man's buddy. That's a pretty good picture. All right, well, that's all the time we have today for the Rumble. Hope you enjoyed it, as always. Thank you so much for watching. Be sure you watch every week. You can subscribe to this channel to follow every show. Just click follow on the Rumble as you're watching it, and you'll be notified when a video is posted every week. So thank you so much for watching. I do appreciate it. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. Let's continue the podcast as I take the iPad off the stand. Click that. I can turn the ring light off now. And the other studio lights too. And then turn on my over-the-desk light. I don't know if it looks like the mixer's working okay now. I'm going to turn this up again. Beep! I know, that's loud. Sorry. I didn't need to do the beep thing. Let's play some good music for you. Let's do that. How does that sound? I'll turn this down. I told you I'd start with some Roberta Flack because she lost her life tragically. But hey, we need to enjoy life while we're here. Thank you, Roberta, for all the amazing things you did, like this song on the Stephen Roy podcast. Let's start it again because XP sucks and now it's not playing. XP. His fingers, singing my life with his words.
Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
Sometimes marriages don't work. Sometimes babies die. Sometimes rehab turns to relapse. and you left just asking why. And for all the prayers I've prayed, I still wonder if he's real. And if he is, how is he choosing who he does and doesn't heal? I've tried to run from Jesus. I've started holy wars. I've tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been is kind. And I burned my share of bridges. I learned to tuck my tail and run. I watched the wreckage in the rear view from all the crooked things I've done. And I know that he forgives me, but it's hard to forgive myself. I can't help but think amazing grace is for everybody else. I tried to run from Jesus. I started holy wars. I tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been is kind. All he's ever been is kind. And I know I wasn't there, but when I look up at the cross, I see the darkest day in history, and I guess that's what kindness costs.
Lift up your face. Oh, wonder. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wonder come, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
He grew up in a time when a third grade education was all the school you needed to work the family farm. He'd take time off on Sunday, him and all his family, warm a pew and give thanks to the Lord. There was no gray, only black and white. He didn't need no one to tell him what was wrong or right. He had God, family, and country. He set aside his plow in early 1940, said goodbye to his small town, and put on the army greens. Hard times on the front lines, writing letters on wet paper, not one word about the awful things he'd seen. His was a generation that answered without questions, knew they had to win, 'cause they were fighting for God, family, country. On the coffee table sits the family Bible, where just last year he added my little boy to the family tree. There's the folded flag they gave us on the day he left us, but the thing that I'll remember most is the way that he believed in God, family, and country. Oh, we've got God, family, and country. We'll be right back.
picked me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. Oh, I got stolen by the grave robber. Picked me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul.
Oh my God, no way! Oh my God, RFD!
She knew she called my eye. All it took. Ain't it strange how forever changed with just one look? The magic filled the night. She touched my soul like no one else. Yes, the way that woman made me feel left me talking. Cause once you start to love her, you know you'll never stop. She shines like a diamond when she walks into a room. She could charm the stars, hypnotize the moon. Once I held her close, where I stood. No, you never get a second chance. It feels so good. Then and there I knew these words were etched in stone. If you can't feel the power of the grace. Stop. She shines like a diamond when she walks into a room. She could charm the stars, hypnotize the moon.
don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by.
R-A-A-A, bite me.
Denied!
Quack, quack.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe.
What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
Don't make me smack you.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Welcome to hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. Yes, I am he, the Stephen Roy, or the Stephen Ray, right? No, Stephen Roy, named after my uncle Virgil Roy. No, his name was Roy Virgil. Named after my uncle Roy Virgil, went by Virgil. Don't ask me why. That's who I was named after. My grandmother's name was Laura Gazella, and she went by Gazella. Don't get that either. But it's great to be with you here. Hey, having a different name is awesome, okay? So if you have a different name, God bless you. How many Stevens do you think are on this planet? About every fifth man on the planet? Yeah, even in other languages like Esteban, Stefano. I mean, there's lots of, you know, Steve variants and you know it. That's okay. Let's play some fun stuff. I was going to play some Cletus D. Judd. None of them really stuck out. But maybe I'll play John Prine. I love that song from him. And of course, when I hear this one, I think of the great Rush Limbaugh. I told you on previous shows, people say to me, you just want to be like Rush. Like, that's a bad thing. That is a half a billion dollar contract. Boy, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? Wow, terrible thing. Yeah, I'd love to be the next Rush Limbaugh. Sure, I would. Absolutely. Maybe not at 58, but anyway. Sorry, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. You are not Rush Limbaugh. So he used to do these updates all the time, and they were so fun. Like the environmentalist wacko update, the animal rights wacko update. Oh, it was always great. This one was the homeless update. The homeless update from Clarence Frogman Henry.
Ooh, ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
Ooh.
Oh my God, RFD.
Now they bring us to global warming. I don't know. First problem I have, weatherman is telling me how hot it's going to be in 50 years, but he doesn't know if it's going to rain next week. You work out the difference between partly sunny and partly cloudy, then we'll work on Armageddon. Slow down, Mr. Meteorologist. You know, it just seems to me, it seems a little arrogant for humans to think we can destroy the planet. Because whenever man challenges nature, nature has no problem whipping our ass. Mother Nature is not impressed with human achievement, all right? Hey, look at my beach house. Whoosh. I don't see it. I see a lot of beach. I don't see much house. Mother Nature whipped man's ass, right? We lost a crocodile hunter, right? Steve Irwin? Steve Irwin's gone now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was sad. But we all knew it was only a matter of time. That's why we watched the show. Because you know, the first time you saw him poking a crocodile with a stick, you were like, ho-ho, set the TiVo. I don't know when, but this is going to be good. Because you don't go slapping snakes in the face, all right? If you slap snakes in the face, you're going to die, and then I'm going to laugh. That is nature. I don't know. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're onto something. They tell me to go green, so I play along. I hedge my bet. I went out. I bought a green Mini Cooper, right? Because it's small, it's good on gas, it's low emissions, you know, kind of dangerous driving a little tiny car, so I bought a Hummer to carry it in. In case there's an accident. So what else we got going on? We got the global warming. Can't forget that. Global warming. It's getting hot outside, people. It's getting hot outside, and we're all going to die. That's my problem with global warming. They're just bringing it to us like it's the latest thing that's going to kill us all. Every year, they try to scare me with some shit that's going to kill us all, and I'm just tired of it, all right? Bird flu. Remember the bird flu? What happened to the bird flu? All right, weren't we supposed to be dead by now? Seriously, I heard about the bird flu. I stopped paying my bills. I called Visa. I was like, look, Visa, have you heard about the bird flu? Yeah, I ain't paying shit. Bird flu's coming. We're all going to die. I don't want to pay you no money. It's ridiculous. It's all fear. They try to scare us. Every year, it's something bird flu. Really? Sick chickens? Is that all you got? Sick chickens with everything we got to deal with? We got a war with no end in sight. We got the deficit. We got the foreclosures. There's a terrorist hiding behind every tree. And I'm supposed to be scared of a few sick chickens? Oh, 50 people died in China. Really? There's a billion of them. I'm not going to panic because a few of them checked out. I'm not scared of the bird flu. I'm trying to catch the bird flu. Yeah, maybe it'll offset my SARS. That's right. You remember the SARS, right? Right? Every time an Asian coughed, oh, no, it's the SARS. Think I was worried? Hell no. I was shooting up with the SARS trying to beat my mad cow. That's right, you're gonna get the mad cow. Don't eat that hamburger, you'll catch the mad cow. Think I was worried? Not at all. Vaccinated myself with the anthrax. It's all bull, people, and I'm not scared. I'll tell you who was behind the bird flu. The pork industry. Yeah, think about it. You had bird flu over here, mad cow over there in the middle. The other white meat was making a fortune.
Phenomena. 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 Mup, mup. Pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
You know I'm really going to miss you, sugar bitches.
I'm going to miss you too, bud.
You're so cute. Now, I'm only going to be gone a few days, but now there is a few things I need you to do while I'm gone.
Oh, I figured there's something.
Now, quit complaining. No. All you got to do is cut the grass, here wash the car, trim the hedges, paint the fence, clean the pool, give the dog a bath, defrost the fridge, clean out the garage, sweep the chimney, and I'll see you on Monday. I love you, Boogie Boogie.
I love you, too, and you don't worry about me. I'll be just fine.
I got my socks drying in the microwave. Hair on my back, I don't plan to shave. I got the house to myself while the wife's away. I'll be rocking all night. Yeah, I think I'll drink me an ice cold brew. Lounge in my boxers like I used to do. There'll be no Allie McBeal on the tube. No, I'll be watching the fight. Well, it's a great day to be a guy. Played cards with my buddies until sunrise. You know, I never thought that my neighbor would be sunbathing topless. Lord, she sure looks good. I caught a 10-pound bass out on the lake. Played 18 holes with my best friend Jake. Best balls I hit was when I stepped on a rake. Oh, well, it wasn't too bright. Now I look in the fridge, what do I see? Last night's pizza staring back at me. Pepperoni and anchovies, what a beautiful sight. Well, it's a great day to be a guy. Buck naked in my lawn chair, swatting at flies. Got some hot dogs on the charcoal grill. I don't want to burn my wieners, but I probably will. That fried bologna and cheese macaroni tasted good this afternoon. But now I'm passing some serious guessing. I might have to leave the room. Well, I might go get me a new hairdo. Spend a couple hours at a tanning booth. Might even get me a gold front tooth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great day to be a guy. But when my wife gets home, she's gonna tan my hide. I'll be hungover but looking good from a week of reliving my bachelorhood. It's a great day to be a guy, but another week of this and I'll probably die. I tend to party harder than I should when my wife's not here to make me be good. Yay-hoo!
blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and clapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault!
It's Canada's fault!
Don't blame me for my son Stan. He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the Klan. And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf. But now when I see him, it just fails.
Well, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hullabaloo and that bitch Anne Murray too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
Well, Lordy mercy, I was in a mess. My wife run off with my TV set. Didn't bother me none that she had to go, except I was gonna miss all my TV shows. So I looked up to heaven, got down on my knees, and I cried, "Dear Lord, will you help me please? I need a TV by tomorrow night, 'cause Ric Flair's involved in a title fight." Well, I guess my tithing finally paid off, 'cause early next morning should have seen what I saw. Reached in my overhauls for my inhaler, 'cause there's a big brown box right in front of my trailer. I used my truck keys, cut open the box, so I was hoping for a Sony or a Magnavox. I looked at the name, thought, "Oh my gosh, this must be a new one called Macintosh." Well, my last TV was a whole lot wider, but this one here come with its own typewriter. It had all the letters from A to Z. I guess you just typed in what you want to see. Well, I thought I punched WWF, but the TV screen said World Wide Web. Then I broke out in a cold, cold sweat. I was the first redneck on the internet.
He was the first redneck on the internet. A bona fide, country fire, cyber threat. He went online just one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet.
It was all so new, I should have taken my time, but I slammed that mouse up in four-wheel drive. Last time I did so much pointing and clicking, I had a .22 rifle shooting at chickens. Then all of a sudden it occurred to me, the power I had with this fancy TV, I could get back at my ex-wife with a touch of a button. I could ruin her life. So I got the number off her MasterCard. I bought a new lift kit and four new tires, and I got online to her bank account. Went ahead and closed that sucker out. I had her power and her water shut, slap off. Then I sent an email to her dad blame boss, letting him know that she told me she'd have his job by the end of the week.
Was the first redneck on the internet, a bona fide, country fire, cyber threat. He went online just one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet.
Now the moral of the story, as a matter of fact, in a couple of days I got my TV back. She said she'd like to come back as well. I told her to go straight to AOL.
Now I thank the Lord and the UPS for dropping that box at Cletus' address. If you ever want to find him, it won't take long. Type www.cletus.com to reach the first redneck on the internet. The bona fide, country fire, cyber threat.
I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. And one day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. You should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah.
Computers can do that?
Homer Simpson here. Now I gotta go, my damn wiener kids are listening. Stab you with a Q-tip. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
You want the truth? You can handle the truth!
It takes two to lie, one to lie, and one to listen.
I am evil Homer. I am evil Homer. I am evil Homer. I am evil Homer.
Go, 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 go!
Invisible cola.
You're out of order! The whole freaking system is out of order!
putting the fun back in radio. This is RFD.
Southern Californian, but I've got some kinfolk on the Mason-Dixon line. So this summer, just for fun, hopped in my DeLorean and headed for my uncle's farm for a short time. I thought that I would be hunting and fishing. I misunderstood him somehow. So far, there's nothing but chores here to mention. I didn't mind feeding the sows. But how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow? I wasn't in FFA. These camels think I'm crazy up under it this way. I'm sitting here pulling, but there ain't nothing coming out. Oh, me-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow? Tennessee, but these farmers all make fun of me. Can't haul much hay in a tiny sports car. So I got myself a four-wheel drive, learned to spotlight deer at night. And I've got shearing sheep right down to an R. One thing's for sure, I hate shoveling manure. It gets all over my overalls. Them horses need shoeing, I hear Bessie mooing. So I thought maybe I'd ask you all, how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow? I think it's safe to say a man could get arrested for this in L.A. This heifer must be empty, cause she ain't putting out. Oh, me-I-I-O, tell me, how do you milk a cow?
This song is absolutely utter disaster. I hope I don't get mad cow disease.
How do you milk a cow? I no longer care. I'm getting sick and tired of smelling derriere. I'm heading back to Cali and I'm turning in my plow. Oh, me-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow?
Well, that's going to do it for me on today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure enjoy bringing it to you. Little fun stuff. That was Cletus T. Judd. Also heard from Ray Stevens. Got another one from Ray Stevens for you. It's even more fun. Isn't it fun? Isn't that fun stuff? Yep. More fun coming. Don't be a scared. Not a lot more. Just Ray Stevens. One more from Cletus T. Judd. And then Peter and the Proclaimers. That's right. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
There he goes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. They call him the street.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
He likes to show off his physique.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he disappeared out of the traffic. He's come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop and saw
her. He ain't blue.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't blue.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek. He's always making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home team.
What is they calling the street?
Here comes the kid. Who's that with it?
Ethel! Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Anatomy.
Get your cold on!
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel, where you go?
He likes to show off his disease.
Ethel, you shameless hussy!
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public to tea.
Say it isn't so, Ethel!
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel!
I can smell the onions floating in the air. Must be something that you ate. I can't imagine how your mouth must taste. Forgive me if I turn away. Slightest whiff just brings me to my knees. I almost pass out in your arms. I need a gas mask every time that you come near, and the halitosis starts.
I can smell your breath, it's choking me to death. The only one who doesn't know is you. Here's some gum to chew, or baby, there's no way you're kissing me. What'd you have for lunch? Don't you ever brush? Maybe a banana, blast or two's what I'd suggest.
I can smell your breath. To be there when you're waking up, and that green cloud fills up the room. It's worser than it's ever been before, and I know, and you know,
and everybody in a 3-mile radius knows.
You should see a dentist soon.
'Cause I can smell your breath, it's gagging me to death. Something must have died inside of you. What you ought to do is chase a cert or two with Listerine. Even
even when you're gone, the odor lingers on. I'm buying you an Oral-B and a jumbo tube of Crest.
Cause I can smell your breath. Can't you smell the funk that's floating in the air? Must be something that you
ugh, this idiot will fit in with our family as badly as Peter fit in with the Proclaimers.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. The feet of man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Yeah, I'm singing.
Up. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. The feet of man who walks 1,000 miles then fall down at your door.
When I'm working,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Amarillo. I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty, head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town. Big Spring all the way to Plainview. I can't wait to get to you-know-who in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her. My breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. But it comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. That West Texas town.
Baby, turn the porch light on.
Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
Last night lonely.
He was sitting there beside me, throwing doubles down. When he ordered up his third one, he looked around. Then he looked at me and said, I do believe I'll have one more. He said, I hate this bar and I hate to drink, but on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything. Then he opened up his billfold and threw a 20 down, and the faded photograph fell out and hit the ground. And I picked it up. He said, thank you, bud. I put it in his hand. He said, I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason I feel this way. Why, I hate everything. I hate my job, and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring, said, I hate everything. Said that one bedroom apartment where I get my mail is really not a home, it's more like a jail, with a swimming pool and a parking lot view. Man, it's just great. I hate summer, winter, fall and spring, red and yellow, purple, blue, and green. I hate everything. I hate my job, and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring and said, I hate everything. I pulled out my phone and I called my house. I said, babe, I'm coming home, we're gonna work this out. I paid for his drinks and I told him thanks. Thanks for everything.
Take you off my mind.
down. I'd break them all down.